music, choir, whatever.
You were outside looking at a sunset, and I said, my goodness, that sure is a
beautiful, gorgeous.
See, I were on the way to church and had a flat tire, had to change it, and I said, well, by the time I get, or church will be over.
By the time I get there.
Yeah. What is supposed to be the opposite of God? That's the
devil.
You ever heard of it called anything else?
Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub. Probably heard him called all kinds of things.
You ever heard parents try to scare their children with their misbehavior by saying, well, if you don't behave, he's going to get you?
The booger man? But I didn't know that was supposed to be the devil.
I was going to ask you that, if you associated it.
Mm-mm.
What about these things that people might claim to see around a graveyard there called?
Ghosts.
Heard of them call it anything else?
Shades.
Really?
Not. I may have gotten that out of the book. I don't know. Miss Silas had some interesting. Some of them called them dead things.
I've heard people call them Hanks.
Hanks. And mostly in books. I don't think I've ever really heard anyone call them that. They say ghosts around here. Or ghosties.
Ghosties. What about a house that's infested with these things? You say it's a
haunted house.
Say if somebody was asking you to do something that you weren't particularly crazy about doing, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd not.
I'd rather not.
Or say a man who owns 1,000 acres of land, talking about the quantity, you'd say he owns a bunch
of land.
Have you ever heard people around here use the expression right smart? Sure, it's right smart land he's got.
But probably, but I don't think it's real common, or at least it's not, I haven't heard it that much.
Well, what if say if,
I'm trying to think how they would say that. It's, man, he owns passel of land or more.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Say if you agree with somebody and you wanted to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than just yes, what might you say?
If I'm agreeing strongly with somebody and I want to say, rather than you bet or whatever.
Would you ever say something like certainly?
Certainly.
In that case?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What about if you were agreeing with somebody rather than saying just yes, if you were going to be, say, polite to an older gentleman, you'd say?
Yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am. Or yes'm. In fact, it was very hard to break that habit. As an adult, after moving back here, I had to break it because I'd said yes'm and yes ma'am and yes sir all my life. And boy, the women said, don't you ma'am me, you're an adult too, you know. Had to quit.
What about if you went out in the morning and it's not just, you might say, well, it's not just a little cold this morning, it's
freezing.
Or how cold is it?
How cold is it? It's